Do we get to hear the intro part again?
We
too?
Do. All
right, that's good.
And you can dance along with
okay,
me.
Okay.
I can't help it. I love it.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Code Now.
Half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Good afternoon, Chico. This is your Tuesday host, Jessica Wilkerson. And I am coming to you today on April Fool's Day. And I was thinking of trying to come up with a really great April Fool's prank to give you guys. But I'm just not that creative. And I really racked my brain. But the only thing I could think of was this little article that I read when I was about 17 or 18 in the school paper for Shasta College. And it was about a guy whose wife had given him a shopping list. And on the shopping list, it said for him to pick up some pork loin. And he started thinking, pork loin? Well, what is that? And he had been in Shingletown, and he started reevaluating when his chickens went missing, when their small pets went missing. And now he has mountain lions to think about. And now he has this thing called a pork loin. Now, every single time that we make loin chops or pork loin at home, I always chuckle when I go shopping because I'm going to go buy some pork loin. And that was when I was 17 and I was reading that article. I will admit that I was really confused and halfway thought that there might be something called a pork loin. That's why we need college education, people. No, not really. It's just common sense. Anyways, so I would like to share with you some events that are happening before we get to our guests. Up in Paradise, there is an event called Passages, Connections, and Caregiver Programs. Presents the Navigating the Caregiver Experience for Caregivers and Professionals. This is something for if you do that caregiving for others as your profession, or if you have a family member or a loved one for whom you provide care. To go up there and listen to Melissa Mo Boger, who has her master's degree, talk about this at the Terry Ashe Recreation Center on the Skyway in Paradise. And you can go to their website, which is Passages. Also, okay, I didn't have all of their information printed, but you could Google Passages and find it, I'm sure. There is a poppy walk 5K run, and that is no poppycock. Yes, I thought about that ahead of time. It's cheesy, but it is April Fool's, so love it. And their mission, so they are providing services for the Peg Taylor Center, and this is a fundraiser. And the Peg Taylor Center helps both older and younger adults with health problems improve their quality of life by staying active and involved. They have folks ranging from age 24 up into 104. Each individualized client has a personalized care plan, including nursing, physical and occupational and speech therapies, social work services, dietary counseling, and other specialized care according to their needs. They have activities taking place all day, so you can create friendship and community. So if you want to learn more about the Peg Taylor Center or to join the Poppy Walk 5 and 5K run, that's a walk and run, so you can stroll along or you can huff it and puff it, go to poppywalk.org. And that's down at 1 mile at Bidwell Park. Saturday the 12th at 9 a.m. So let's also pray for nice weather because that would really stink to have your foundation's fundraising event and be rained out or have just only a couple people show up because of the rain. And at Chico Creek Counseling starting today from 6 o'clock to 7:30 for $25, and it runs for 12 weeks, it's 2 6-week sessions running back to back, so you can start whenever you want, is a group for parents of tweens and teens. So basically, the second dozen years of your life are considered adolescence. And that is when your brain is changing and the relationships in your family are changing. So families are just kind of going a little bit wonky from what they're used to. You're used to having an 8-year-old, 10-year-old kind of doing their thing, and now suddenly they're preteen or teenagers. So head on down to Chico Creek Counseling at 1530 Humboldt Road, Suite 1B, or check it out on jessicawilkerson.com or call to register at 530-921-5122. And in just a few moments, we're going to talk with Tom Kellum from Stonewall Alliance and Ian, and they're going to talk about the upcoming event called Trans Week, where they're getting word out among the community about ways that we can support the transgender population. It's going to be really fun and educational. And that'll be in just a few moments. Tom and Ian can say hello before we go to our break, though.
Hi, this is Tom.
Hi, this is Ian.
Thanks for coming. And what agency are you representing?
We're here from Stonewall Alliance of Chico.
Okay, that's really great. And where is Stonewall Alliance located?
Stonewall Alliance is located on 6th Street, 358 East 6th Street, across from Cafe Flow and right by the Pageant Theater.
Oh, wonderful. And what services do you guys provide over there?
We provide services for the LGBTQ plus community, and we have resources, we have groups, we have a counseling program. We do outreach and education. You want to chime in with something?
Oh, I was just going to say that the LGBTQ population stands for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning population, in
Very
case
good.
The listeners did not know.
Right. And we're going to be talking about Trans Week, which trans is short for transgender. It's kind of an umbrella term for many different kinds of gender identities.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait to hear about that. And listeners, please stay tuned so you can learn more about what is happening this coming week. Thanks.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life? It's so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now.
Half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life? It's so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Welcome back, Chico. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. And if you have just joined us, we are here with Tom and Ian from Stonewall Alliance. And they are here to talk about this week's event called Trans Week. And this is an event supporting and providing education to the community about the LGBTQ plus community. On Tuesday, Mayor Scott Grundle announced or proclaimed that this week is Trans Week 2014. And there have been a couple events that have happened over the past few days, but we're just going to go over those really quick and then move forward with what's happening today and the rest of the week. One of you guys give us a holler about what we've missed already?
Sure. On Saturday, we had our first annual trans conference called Transforming Communities at Chico State with a keynote speaker, Eli Ehrlich, the executive director and founder of the Transgender Center, I think in San Francisco, is that correct? TSER?
Yeah, Transgender Student Something Resources.
Yeah, cool, very cool. So that was the first time the Gender and Sexuality Equity Center put on that conference, and they're hoping to host it again next year. And then on Sunday, we had our day of celebration, which was an opportunity for folks to come and share their stories about being a part of the transgender ally community. So that was a great event. I was able to attend that one. There was a lot of community support at both of those events, but we're also looking forward to the rest of the week and the events we have coming up now.
So tell me, what is happening today, this evening?
Go ahead, Tom.
Today is an event over on campus, the CSU Chico campus, by the housing department, and it's going to be a movie called Transvisible, and there's going to be a movie and then a discussion. And the person that the movie's about is actually going to be Skyping in for the discussion.
Ooh, can you tell us a little bit about the movie? Give us a little hook.
It's kind of a documentary of her life and radicalization, being a trans woman of color.
Okay, so we'll kind of get an understanding, because a lot of the listeners, including myself, have never been, I'm not a person of color, and I'm not transgender, so it would be more difficult for me to understand what it would feel like, or what it would be to walk around with that paradigm.
Yeah, I think that the movie's going to be a way for people to get a picture of what this person's life is like, and what some of the things that she lives with and has lived through, and has worked really hard to make space for other people who are going through similar struggles. And I'll just take one step back, that the yesterday was International Transgender Day of Visibility, and that was kind of the anchor that we created this week around. And part of what we're doing is the transgender community is really invisible. People don't know who they are. They're very targeted in terms of discrimination. And we wanted to really create an event so people know that there is a really large trans community here, and that there's a lot of things to learn about the community. And it just feels really important to get that word out.
Right.
So tonight we're having the movie. Tomorrow there's actually a presentation on healthcare updates. There's a lot of changes with all the new healthcare that's happening. And that's going to be presented at our center at Stonewall Alliance. And
that is from 6 to 7:30.
Yes, that's 6 to 7:30. And one of the experts from Gender Health Center in Sacramento is coming up to speak, and that should be really a good event and a good time for people to learn kind of some of the stigma and legal problems and how to access healthcare.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing from talking to you is that, what I'm taking from it is that as believers, we are called to love one another and to show compassion. And with the stigma there is around the whole LGBTQ plus community, say that, that's a mouthful, having that empathy, because Christians are often marginalized. There's a lot of other nationalities out there that we see just really persecuting and hating on our beliefs. And so that's a way that we can connect with one another. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the upcoming events and how we can help support the people in our community and show love.
A man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Good afternoon, Chico. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. And if you are just joining us, then you will meet Tom and Ian from the Stonewall Alliance Group. And we are talking about the week that we have going on right now called Trans Week, where we have an opportunity to show love, compassion, and learn more about a group that is pretty marginalized in society and has a pretty big stigma. So guys, tell us a little bit more about what's coming up this week. You said that tomorrow there is a conference that's a lot geared towards the medical community with the medicines and...
Tomorrow night is some updates on healthcare with the new healthcare initiatives. And the next day is actually, on Thursday, is a medical training for local doctors and medical staff. And that's going to be...
And so on Thursday, that looks like it will be held at Butte County or at Enloe,
right?
From 6 to 8.
And then there's another event that night that's more oriented towards the public, and that's Love Equals Respect: Healthy Relationships in Trans Inclusive Communities.
And what time is that at, and where?
That is 7 to 9. It's going to be at the Butte County Library in Chico on East First and Sherman. And
okay.
Melody from Catalyst will be leading that discussion. And I think that would be a really good thing for people that don't know much about the trans community, a way to learn a lot and also to just learn a lot about healthy relationships and what that means.
Is there a cost for that?
No.
Okay, so it's free, and it's at the Butte County Library on East First here in Chico.
Yes.
And it's a place to just go and learn more about the transgender community, the things that they go through, and their needs. Is that correct?
That's a part of it, yeah.
That's close.
I mean, it's about, I'm sure a lot of that information will come out in the course of the discussion. And I've also missed on Wednesday night, we're also having a special night at the Maltese, which is a local bar. And we're going to have trans trivia, which should be an exciting event. But coming back to Thursday, it's also the day that Stonewall is starting to have a presence at Butte College at their main campus. We're going to be holding office hours. Actually, Ian's going to be there most Thursdays from about 11 to 2.
So something that I forgot to tell you listeners, Tom is a licensed therapist. And Ian...
I'm the Outreach and Education Coordinator for Stonewall.
Okay. So we have some really skilled people here in therapy and education to talk to you guys.
You want to say something about being out of Butte? Or?
Well, yeah, it's just a great opportunity for the students there to access our resources and to speak with people that may be more familiar with the population. So I've already had folks come in and talk to me on my unofficial day at Butte College. So I'm excited to see students coming to me, and I'm also excited to work with faculty and staff and administration there to create some more inclusive policies for our LGBTQ students. So I'm looking forward to it.
And I think that the student population out there is about 15,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a survey that about 1% of or more of the students there identify as either transgender or gender nonconforming.
That's right.
And so that's 1%. That's a lot of people. And
yeah,
it's really a very invisible community, and a lot of needs for the community aren't met. And that's part of what we're promoting, is people getting to know what it's about.
Absolutely. And I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., located in Swing Space A at Safe Place on Butte College main campus.
And that's every week on Thursdays.
That's correct.
Okay. So now we have an event on Friday and then something again on Saturday. So let's talk about those two things.
Okay. Friday is a very exciting event. We're going to have, it's a professional training for anybody in the healthcare professions, and people in the community are welcome as well. But we have some experts coming that are going to be speaking to us from medical perspective, from legal perspective, from social work perspective, and from psychological perspective. So it's going to be a packed day with people that are really experts in this field. and an amazing opportunity to have them all come to Chico.
So if someone wanted to register for that, how would they go about registering?
The best way to register is to either find our Trans Week event on Facebook or go to our website, which is stonewallchico.org. Or you can call our office, 893-3336. That's 893-3336.
Wonderful. I know that as an MFT intern, I'm really excited for the professional day of training.
And it is something that professionals can get continuing ed credit for, which always helps.
And I do believe, I remember reading that they get CEUs for the medical community at the event at Enlo.
Right. The medical event at Enlo Thursday evening, there's CEs available, and also Friday. 2 on Thursday and 5 on Friday. And that covers everybody from doctors, nurses, psychologists, MFTs, LCSWs, alcohol and drug counselors. Butte County Behavioral Health has stepped in and really partnered with us in taking
Wonderful.
Care of that aspect of this.
If you want to learn more about the program and the things that are happening, please go to Stonewall's website.
StonewallChico.org.
And we will see you next week. Thank you, Tom and Ian, for joining with us. And thank you, too, listeners, for meeting with me again this week. And I will see you next week, and maybe at the parenting class.
Opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon.